verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
Welcome back to Crystal the Rock, 100.7 FM. My name is Tina Elmergreen, and we just had some phenomenal guests in the studio this evening. At first, we had Terry McCallum, and then second guest was Prophet Richard Flores, two amazing men of God. Wouldn't you agree, Pastor?
I agree, Sister. I mean, it's just amazing to listen to both of their testimonies. It really inspired me. I came here this evening, and I've been blessed already.
Yes.
You know?
And we have Pastor Carson Jeffries and Minister Ricky Vargas.
Yes, I was able to meet Terry the first time. That was one of my desires in my heart, to be able to speak into his life. And so God ordained it, so I'm just scratch it off.
Amen. And we're going to continue on the topic of worship.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, Brother Ricky, you said something earlier when you were interviewing Brother Terry. You said that praise, you know, when David would start praise and worship, right, that even the demons would flee.
Yes.
You know, and I think a lot of times we don't realize the importance of praise and worship.
Right, right.
You know, in a service, when you get in there, it's not just singing.
Nope.
It's praising.
That's right.
You're bringing
Amen.
Something to him. You're praising him, you know. And it's actually practice for what we're going to do for eternity.
That's
because
right.
The scripture tells us in Revelations that, you know, day and night.
That's
they
right.
worship him.
Exactly.
Right.
You know that, I didn't know that I was going to be talking tonight, really, you know, but you brought something, excuse my voice, kind of harsh a little bit, but God's going to open it up. David had two things that were very powerful that I've discovered in David as I read. He was a young man of courage.
Amen.
A lot of courage, but he was a worshiper.
Amen.
Yep. And David knew something that God is bringing the church into a place of praise and worship. David used his gift to bring glory to the Lord. He used what God had given him as a worshiper, all the songs that he wrote were inspired by the Holy Spirit, and he used that to bring glory to the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Mm.
You know, it's amazing that you'd say that. You know, in our service, we have to do the praise and worship ourselves. I was sharing with the brothers how the Lord
Nothing
came in.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know, and but there's times you get there and you have a plan that you have.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you get up there and the Lord leads something differently.
That's
and somebody
right.
will come and say, well, where did that song came from? And you go, what song?
Right.
Because it was all about him, praise and
yes.
worship. And then you know, as you get into that and you get so focused and that spirit descends. I mean, we were in praise and worship one day, just praising. And before we know it, this person, we had no idea that they were sick. We didn't know, they knew. The next day, the praise report was, during the praise and worship, they felt something completely different. And it wasn't a song that we had.
Right.
It was
wow.
just praise and worship.
Led by the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that if we don't praise him, the rocks will praise him.
Amen.
That's right.
And so David was a worshiper. And the Bible says that, Jesus told the lady I think it's John chapter 4, when they were in the well. He said, my Father is looking for worshipers.
Amen.
And
Amen.
if God is looking for worshipers, we have to make ourselves available to be a worshiper. And if he's looking for worshipers, he will make us worshipers. He will make us bring us to a place where we give him all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. And worship doesn't start until you begin to open your mouth.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
There's a lot of people who think they can just stand there.
Nope.
You know, the Lord gave us two hands for clapping.
Amen.
That's right.
You know, he gave us a mouth for praising, not just for talking.
That's right.
You know, and his word tells us that we have this power of life or death in our tongue. So
mm-hmm.
we're supposed to use that for life.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I don't know what psalm it is, but it says, let my praises be continually in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Let them always be there. And as you begin to, one thing that I've noticed, and some people kind of look at you funny, Tina, because I see myself running my debit card at the Walmart or where I'm at, and I'm saying, thank you, Jesus, loud. And he just comes out.
Amen.
And then I catch myself, But it becomes a habit, a way of life for you, because, I'm pretty sure you do the same thing, and you catch yourself saying that.
And you're praising all the time.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Para los que hablan español, estamos hablando de adoración y alabanza y la importancia de adorar y alabar al Señor. El Señor merece, su palabra dice que Él habita en medio de la alabanza,
amen,
hermano Ricky.
Amen.
Y la palabra de Dios dice que donde habita el Espíritu de Dios, hay libertad. Entonces, si tú quieres ser libre de cualquier tipo de adicción, de lo que sea, alaba al Señor. Y muchas veces nosotros creemos que alabar es simple llegar a la iglesia. No, debemos alabarlo en nuestro espíritu,
right,
y
right,
nuestra mente.
And there's corporate worship and corporate praise and corporate prayer. And you were talking about unity earlier. God is bringing us into a place of worship, you can say adoration.
Amen.
Where we know that we know in our hearts that He does deserve the worship, because you know it's so easy to look upon ourselves and take the glory.
Mm.
And I was telling Tina last week. I think it was last week. I don't know when I told her that. I think it was last week. When we begin to take the credit for other people's accomplishments, it's a confirmation of pride in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
Definitely is.
And
¿puedes
so,
decir eso en español?
Cuando uno toma o uno quiere tomar el crédito por las cosas que Dios está haciendo en nuestras vidas, eso es una indicación que el orgullo entró en nuestros corazones.
Amén.
Porque sin Él somos nada. Entonces Él quiere ponerlos en un lugar donde permanezcanos en oración y alabanza para Él.
Amén. You know, it's amazing what he was talking about, having to be in that place of praise and worship and prayer. You know, I like what Brother Terry said. If you come to see him, you're not going to see a show.
That's right.
You're going to see somebody who's adoring.
Sister
Tina, adoring and praising God. I mean, that's what it's about. You know, and you sense that difference when you praise the Lord and you feel that spirit.
Well, I didn't tell him the story about Jay's son when he was saying he was 3 years old. Well, there was this young boy. He taught his father how to play the guitar. And I met him when he was about 8 or 9. I think he was 9. And I said, you're going to be like a David. You're a worshiper.
Wow.
I said, and you're going to play instruments supernaturally.
Mm.
And he went home and he told his mom, buy me a guitar.
Faith.
Amen.
That's right. I like
and
that.
Yes.
And they bought him a guitar, Pastor Carson. And he went inside his room for 3 days. He had blisters on the tip of his fingers. He learned how to play the guitar by himself in 3 days, and then he taught his father.
We see that's the blessing and that's the anointing when somebody's willing to trust the Lord in faith and obedient. You told the word. He said, okay, well, it's not going to just happen. I have to act upon the word.
Yes.
And you know what I told him? I said, God has given this grace. He plays the piano. He won state in every division.
Wow.
And I said, use this gift God has given you for His glory. You're not a performer. You're a worshiper, I told him.
Comparte eso en español.
Le dije al niño, ese tiene 12 años, ¿verdad? Y le dije al niño, Dios te ha dado un don, una gracia para alabarlo a Él. Yo le di una palabra del Señor cuando él tenía 9 años. Entonces él se fue para su casa. Yo le dije que él iba a empezar a tocar instrumentos por la gracia de Dios. Dios te va a dar la gracia para que tú empieces a aprender a tocar instrumentos. Entonces él se fue a su casa y le compraron una guitarra. Y él empezó, por 3 días se metió a su recámara y no salió de ese cuarto hasta que no aprendió. This young man, a 12-year-old boy, the Lord spoke to him, and the grace of God is upon his life.
Amen.
I mean, the instrument that he plays. And I told him, use this gift to worship God, not to perform for people.
Yes.
And that's what's happening, I believe, in today's world. God is looking for those that will worship Him in spirit and truth.
Lo que el hermano estaba diciendo, que el joven, él escuchó la palabra, pero tuvo que actuar en esa palabra. Y tomó la palabra y fue y compró la guitarra en fe.
Right.
Y ahora el Señor lo está usando tremendamente. La palabra en Joel dice que el Señor iba a enviar de su espíritu.
Amen.
Iban a empezar a testificar,
yes.
Iban a empezar a profetizar. You know, in Joel, the Bible tells us that in the latter days, he was going to give his spirit. You
Amen.
Know,
right.
You know, so you're seeing that today. Nosotros como cristianos tenemos que alabar al Señor.
Yes.
We as Christians, we don't have a choice but to
right.
praise God.
Okay.
And we have to do that. That's what it's all about. It's not about us. It's about Him.
And it's not really a works thing.
No.
It's something that just kind of boils up within
right.
you that you just have to do.
You
and after
a
while, it's addicting.
Amen. And it changes your attitude.
That's right.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was driving to work and minding my own business, praise and worship in my truck. And I came up to a red light. And I'm slowing to stop for this light, and the people right next to me in the other lane, the left lane, decided they were going to try to go through the light. Then all of a sudden, they decided to stop. So the car right next to me, he was accelerating,
yes.
and there was nowhere for him to go. So he came across my
yes.
lane, hit my truck, and tore off the front bumper.
Oh, no.
Now, you know, of course, had I not been praising and listening to praise and worship and praising the Lord, my reactions would have probably been something completely
right.
different when I got out of that vehicle. You know, so
wow.
You know, that is the deal that I was saying, because then about a week and a half later, you're not gonna believe this, sister and brothers. I'm parked at a stoplight going home, and somebody hits me from behind. So I have
no.
both bumpers. Now, again, if I hadn't been listening to praise and worship, you know, when I got out of the car, the gentleman that hit me was a short guy. And so I got out of the vehicle, and I'm six feet, you know. So,
yeah.
And I walked by. He was scared. But I just said, don't worry about it. You know, it's no big deal. We'll put off to the side, and we'll talk. Because that praise and worship sets a whole different spirit.
Right.
Yes, it does.
That's a whole different
it
spirit.
Really does.
You know
what happens? And I believe this very, very much in my heart, that worship sets the atmosphere for miracles.
Yes.
Amen.
If
Amen.
You, if you
Amen.
See all the people in the healing crusades, like Cousin Kuhlman, John Jean Lake, Benny Hinn today, it's you got to set the right atmosphere, the right climate. See that. Watch this, Pastor Carson. This is so powerful, Tina. A fish was created by God to be in his rightful environment.
Amen.
Right climate.
Mm-hmm.
You get him out of that environment, he will die.
Mm-hmm.
Because he needs to be in the water.
Mm.
And you get him out of the water, and you see his gills and his breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And you see his life just go out of him.
Mm-hmm.
If you live long enough outside mm-hmm. the water, because that's not his environment. You take him out of his climate.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot plant a watermelon seed in the winter. It will not produce. And so David was at a place there where he was running from Saul. And he said that he missed being where. I want you to read that, Pastor Carson.
It's in Psalm 63.
Mm-hmm.
It says, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee, my soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live, I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow, and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. When I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. It shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped.
We're going to come back after the break, because I want to touch on that. He said, as I rejoice with my lips, it will be like marrow to my body, to my bones.
Amen.
And we'll come back with that. I think we got some more time. I thought we were going to be out. We got more time. David was in a place where he was so used to being in God's presence in the sanctuary, singing praises and worship to the Lord. And he longed to see that, and his soul was thirsting for that. He was dry, like in a parched, dry land. I mean, using an analogy of the desert.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we get out of his worship and out of his presence, we become like that.
That's right.
Like like Lodibar. There's no life there.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's barren. And I really believe it's one of my favorite topics about worship. Because my greatest moments have not been under the anointing of preaching. It's been in my house, me and the Lord, in a time of adoration where he comes and massages me, touches me, and speaks to me. And people need to come back to that place where we seek him and really, really get in his presence.
You know, and when we start that praise, you know, I don't know if you've been there. I've been there a lot. I assume when you start praising the Lord, you can feel that anointing come down.
Yes.
You know, you have to look at the trust that you have when you go to praise him, because we being human beings from the beginning, we tend to want to do things our way.
Right.
So we have to trust him to believe that when we praise him, his spirit's going to be there.
Amen.
And that way we're in that place where he wants us.
Right.
We're not like that fish out of the water. We're in that place where he wants us, and we're being refreshed every day.
Right.
Because when we praise him, our spirit's refreshed also. Because he said he lives there.
Yes.
Yes,
where
does.
The praise is at. And so if we're praising him in spirit, then our spirit's going to be refreshed by his spirit.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
You know.
All right. Well, we are actually going into the next break. So stay tuned where you're sitting right there. Call a friend. Have them tune in so that they can pick us up for this last segment. We're going to play a couple songs for you. Don't go away. 100.7 FM. Crystal the Rock.
Precioso Jesús. que mi vida te pertenece, porque tú, Señor, tu vida diste por mí. Y en este canto yo te entrego mi amor para exaltarte y que todo el mundo sepa.
Mi vida es tuya,
Señor.